The earliest historical recording of human life occurred on the sixth day of the beginning of the world as recorded in Genesis chapter 1 verses 26-28, when God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." From the very beginning, since God created Adam and Eve, life has been a continuum from our first humans. Their genealogy is passed on like a baton from one generation to the next. Each human body began by conception of a fertilized egg and sperms produced by the parents. At the very moment of conception, God creates directly out of nothing, an immaterial, immortal, everlasting soul. The soul is infused into the fertilized egg produced by the parents. This soul is endowed with understanding and free will and sends a chemical hormonal message out to the fertilized egg, thereby starting the growth process, including an umbilical cord needed for board and room in the womb of the mother's body, preparing her for this new physical human life. This completes the beginning of a new human life, which gives each person the spirit of righteousness. Our immortal soul is a spiritual substance, invisible to the senses of the body, but can be seen with the eyes of the mind. And, although our soul is real, it has no weight, shape or size, and cannot, like the body, be divided into parts. Our soul, which is endowed with understanding and free will, has the power to do good or evil. At the end of life, our soul is still present in the body until there is no further activity recorded in the heart, lung and brain. Our soul lives forever, either enjoying everlasting happiness or suffering eternal damnation. These facts are very important. It verifies that each human unborn person has both a body and a soul since the moment of conception. The abortionist can kill the body of the baby, but the abortionist cannot kill the baby's soul. The aborted baby's immaterial, immortal soul and each of our souls lives on to eternity. Any willful destruction of the body of this newly conceived human being is a sin of murder. That is why abortion is gravely sinful. Therefore, all human life should be protected and defended from the moment of conception until natural death. Elsie Alexander. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.